פסק בגמרא, לא עושה את מחלקת אביי ורוב והלכוי למפרע הוא גוי ורוב אמר מכאן ולהבא הוא גוי ורוב עושה איזה מחלקת אביי ורוב למפרע הוא גוי ורוב מכאן ולהבא הוא גוי זאת בגמרא כל היכה דאגתי שלויבה וזוהים לויבה כולם אלוי פריגי ועושה מלווה ותורי ועושה תורי מלווה ותורי לתנן מויסי פוידינו ופוידס הנחוסים הועיל זאת אומרת זה, זה אם זה מחלק את זה דגבי אז למפרע או מכאן ולאבא אבל לכולי אלמה if the one that bower the money was magdish is nechosim or sold is nechosim the lender has a right to come to collect it say lefi abaye and say lefi rov this is betzim the gemore kol eiche daag di shloive the bower, the one that borrowed the money that he's meshubet to pay and he has a karka and he was magdish daag di shloive vizor bin loive kule alme le pligid ose malve ve tori bo ose malve ve pori why? The malve goes and he could collect it. The lender could come and collect it. Loivi boye lefi abaye, that if he collects it, lemafreya, it would never, the skalka was belong to him the whole time. So the bower, the one that borrowed him the money, then never had a right to sell it, because lemafreya, it really belongs to the lender. Right? Lemafreya belongs to him. No, not only lefi abaye, even lefi rov. You would think that this is totally machlokes abaye verov. That lefi abaye, the lemafreya who goive belongs to the lender lemafreya. So avada the bower could never sell it. Mashege lefi rov. And mikan v'le'aba who goive, he had a right to sell it. And now, too bad for the lender, he doesn't have a word to collect. And the Gemara says kula alma leplegi that even lefi rov he could take it. Lulei divrei Rashi, we would say pshat in the Gemara. The following, we'll say like this: Loi miboya leabaye that lemafreya when the lender collects it, this was his the whole time. So the borrower never had a right to sell it. So the mechira was never chal. So the main the lender goes to the lekuches and he collects it. He goes to hegdish and he collects it. Even if you love it and bechura, it's only the mikan v'le'abo. When the borrower sold it, the mechir was chal. Lulei divrei Rashi would say pshat. You write that the mechir was chal, but it's meshubet. Mamocha rishon l'sheni kol zchus shetov l'yodei. Right? So he sold him a karka meshubetes. So I go and I collect my shibut from the other person. Lulei Rashi, this would be the normal way, the way we live in Shas the whole time. The karka is meshubedet, it switches hands, the shibud is by the second person, I go there and I collect my shibud. This is the way we learn alamot, kolatere kulo. Karka is meshubedet, you sell it to the second person, the shibud is sitting there, I have a right to collect, I go to that place, and I collect my shibud. This is the glatka. So loy mi boye le abaye, that Sami couldn't sell it, because lemafreya it's mine, so the borrower could never sell it, so for sure I could collect it for the lekuches. Even if you love it, that I could have sold it, aber lemaise, I have a right to collect. This would be lulei divrei Rashi. The problem is, Rashi steht nicht das. The case is medai, we'll see the Rashi. Zogt Rashi kula alme loy pligi. Afilu de rove domar, achshav hoi vushus loy ve... Moidu, ve'ein mechirosu l'achirim mechire, ve'ein ekdeisho hegdesh. Why? Shareim hem mushkonim hem lamalve, the lender. Ve'af al gav shehem shaloi, l'chure, it belongs to the bar, and he could sell it. Einam birshusoi, ve'rachmone omar v'ish ki yagdish es beisei kodesh, my beisei birshusoi av kol birshusoi. Ez medayek dekceis in Rashi, Rashi says, why the lender has a right to collect it from the lekuches that the one that borrowed the money sold it to? Not because he has a shibud, not because he has a shibud and he's collecting the shibud. While the mechir was never chal. שהרי הם אין מרשוסי ורחמון לאומר ואין מחירוסי לאחר עם מחירה ואין הקדשי הקדש אין מחירוסי לאחר עם מחירה ואין הקדשי הקדש שהרי הם משכוננים למלווה ואהבת משם שלא יהיה אין מרשוסי ומחירה אז מהתחל זאת רשי you can't sell it you can't be magnish it and why? אף על פי שהם שלוי, הרי רוב האוזת שלוי הוא עבר עם פסח. Even if the goy collected after Pesach, we saw, רוב will hold that in Pesach it was mine. So why he can't sell it? So it רשי, אף על פי שהם שלוי, אין הברשוסי. ורחמון לאומר, יש כי יגדיש את בייסר קודש, מה בייסר ברשוסי, אף כל ברשוסי. You can't sell it, you can't be magnish. זאת נקצויץ. קוב יוזיין סירקות מבייס, ננסיבס למזיין סירקות מבייס. חיימייזר, נחייזר, אמור. שטייט עם רשי, that the reason that if you're over, you could go to collect it, not the way we learned till now, because בעצם it's משובד, and I sold it, so the שיבוד is sitting now by the second person. Because the מחירה was never held. אף עוד משום שלוי, אין המרשוסה. The קצויס explained, I is שלוי, הרי it belongs to me, so why I can't sell it? This is what Rabbi will say later, that the lender cannot be magdishin, because it's not his yet. Only the Kabbalah Abba it says. So, yeah, so you're right, it belongs to the borrower. But it's Eina Mershusa, and the Gemara says, Gozav lo nisyo asho abaylim, ze ili yochala agdish lefisheina shaloi, veze lefisheina Mershusa. So what Rashi is saying here, that the reason that if you're Rabbi, you can go to collect it from the borrower, from the lekuches that bought it from the bower, the first of the bower of the mummy, is not because you're collecting your shibud, it's because the mechir was not chal and it's eina birshusri. I, it belongs to him, and it became the abo goyven. It's not belongs to the lender, lemafreya. You're right, it belongs to the malvin. But mikol mokoy, vayl, vayl, lemaise, the bower, the lover cannot do nothing with it because it's meshubit, to the loive, to the lender, the mele it's ein bir shusoy, and he doesn't have a koyach to sell. Zeh shteyt in Rashi. Ay, the halacha is that gozer v'nisya shu abaylim zeh ein yochol la'agdish v'sheinu shaloi, and the baylim cannot be magdish because it's ein bir shusoy. It's a machlekes in the gemara bo bekamet of some machvov with tsnuim hoda. We don't say such a chisor on ein bir shusoy, especially not in the karka. אבל אנחנו יכולים explain what it's אין הברשוסי מחמסדינים לכול העלם איזה חיסורן אין הברשוסי. When it's a ganef, it's mine, just I don't have a שליטה on it. So Rabbi Yechon says, goes over to see how הביילים זה אין יוכל להגיד שאין השלוי, the ganef cannot, it's not his, and the ביילים cannot be mine because it's אין הברשוסי. It's no in hold you could. But when it's אין הברשוסי because the halacha says that Yenem has a right to collect it, that you can't do what you want because Yenem has a schus to collect it, so it's called Eina Birshusay, and while it's called Eina Birshusay, so maybe you can't sell it. Azay Zok Rashi. Azay Dek Tzeis, it's meaning Judas Rashi. So l'chure, Shteido in Rashi, that's the way Dek Tzeis is saying Rashi, two Chidushi. We have to mass with both Chidushi. The first Chidush state, that the Mechira is not Chal, it's called Eina Birshusay. It's mine. Why is Eina Birshusay? It's Meshubah, see? The Shibud makes it that it's called Eina Birshusa. It's a big Chiddush. To call such a thing Eina Birshusa, it's a big Chiddush. What is Eina Birshusa here? It's mine. I'm sitting in it. Yenem has the right to collect it in the end of the day. Why is Eina Birshusa in it? And if I was selling it, he would not have a right to collect it. And if I was selling it, he would not manage to collect it. Why is it called Eina Birshusa? Why is it called Eina Birshusa? Yeah, why such a thing is called Eina Birshusa? What makes this to be Eina Birshusa? But the second chiddush is that state in Rashi that Lu Yetzuyer would be no chisoron of Eina Birshusa, and the bower, the lawyer, would sell it. The Malve would not manage to collect it, even that it was Meshuvah to him, because now it's by someone else. Why the Malve has a right to go to collect it? Why the lender has a right to collect it? Because it was never sold, the mechira is not chal. Ein mechiros in mechiro, ve'ein ekdesh ekdesh. But lo yitzur the mechira will be chal, lo yitzur the elish will be chal. The lender doesn't have a right to go to collect it. It's meshubet to him. State that he doesn't have a right to go to collect it. These are the two chidushim that state. One chidush that the mechira is not chal, chidushim atzumi, and the second chidush that lo yitzur we would not say this pshat that the mechira is not chal. He does not have a koyach to go to collect. So first we will explain the second chiddush. Shteita ha-givaldik ezach. We learn till now, till we learn this Rashi, the pashtus. When someone owes me money, his karka is meshubet. If he sells it, mamocha rishon l'sheni kol zchus shetov liyoloi, he sells them with the whole package, the karka has a shibut, the lender goes to the karka, even if it's by a second hand, and he collects his shibut. This was the gladkeit. Rashi steht nicht. Steht in Rashi that you can't collect. Why you can't collect? It's meshubet to me. The answer is Rashi is learning, even that it's meshubet to me, I only have a right to collect shibut when the person owes me money. The shibut is that I could collect the choyv from you. You owe me money, I could collect the shibut what you owe me. That person that does not owe me money, I can't collect it from him. I only could collect shibut from the person that owes me money. The Meile Rashi learned, Lu yitzir the mechira is chal. Lu yitzir the mechira is chal. So the Malbe can collect it, the lender can collect it, because the other person doesn't owe me money. Lu yitzir the hegdish is chal. The lender can collect it, the Malbe can collect it. Meile Rashi have to say that the mechira is not chal. Frag the Nesives. It's in the new Nesives in the new Ma'adur of Morashal Al-Khil and Simil Lamed Zayin. Frag the Nesives if this is the Pshat. So why when a person dies you could collect from the Yisrael? When you sell, you say it's Eino Birshusay to sell. But when you die, automatically it goes to your kids, right? I'm not selling it to my kids. When I die, my kids, Yashu my Nechosim. So now the kids belong to the Nechosim belong to the kid. How did the Lekuchas come and collect from the Yisrael? It's Meshubet? We said Shibut you can't collect? Rashi means Shibut you can't collect. The only way you collect from Lekuchas, this is what we have the value in Rashi, is because the Mechira was not Chal. In a second we'll deal with that. But Rashi said, Bezad HaShibut, I can't collect. So how I could collect from the Yisrael? What? What? Shibut? It's not a mekach, so it's for sure chal. Video. A mekach is not chal. Yerusha is automatic. The Yerusha is automatic. So the if it was the Firashi that I can collect from the Lekuchas because I couldn't sell it to them because it's ain't even shusi. But when someone steals $1 million from me and I die, it belongs to my kids. My kids are yashin. It goes over to my kids. So when I die, my nechosim go to my kids. Now they don't owe the money. If we say that you can collect shibut only from the Baal Choy Baalein, so it's muchach. It's muchach. What the Tumim already says in Simen Lamed Zayin, it's gotten base. The Mai says it's mevurim v'rishonim and bov metziyet, that mitzvah, the rosh, the isis harosh, that the yisraimim, they don't pay only because they're meshubet. Again, without Rashi, we could learn that they're meshubet. But it's mevur, the fi Rashi at least, more rishonim, that the yisraimim yarshen the choyv, they owe b'nuro kare be'avur, and they yarshen the choyv of the father. And while the yarshen the choyv of the father, b'meile, so it's interesting, it's one side that the yarshen the choyv they have to pay, just it's limited that they only have to pay for money that they yarshen from the father. Or, only in the money that they yarshen from the father, they yarshen the choyv of the father. What comes from the father comes a full package from the father. Aber the choyv brokare de avur. This is the chura teret. Explain it that. I'll say now already to make it easier. Yeah, it's a shame that the Eretz of us in Ishtemes. Yeah, it doesn't help. Frek de Nesibes is a aloche when a person owes someone money. And he dies. And he's a ger she'ein lo yoshim. So what happened? Kol ha-koinem b'nechosov zocho bo'em. Ve'osu ba'lek b'choymes ve'goyvi mimisha zocho. Sif in Shulchan Aruch. A person dies and he owes money. And he has property. So everyone could grab the property. Gel shemes ve'en lo yoshim, we know kol ha-koinem zocho. But the b'lechoymes could collect from the people that went, that was zocho. So the nasib is here already, you can't answer. There's no one yash. The guy died. No, there's no kids. The choyv doesn't go over. So if we will say that the shibut stays and I'm going to collect the shibut, it's very glad that I could collect the shibut. The shibut stays in the nechosim. The guy dies, but the shibut is there. The guy that was zeicher with a karka with a shibut. He has a karka with a loop. And the man, the yash, the balechayim is good collect. But if we said shibudim you can't collect, only if you owe me money. The reason you can collect the kuchas is because it's never chal. This is good b'mechira v'hegdash, but the yoshim it doesn't work. So we answer the end, yoshim yashin dechoyim, so you could collect the shibud from the yoshim. So even there that you can't say that it's not chal because it's mele, but the yashim b'kara de'avur. So the nesiv is, but b'ger shemes, it's not an answer. B'ger shemes, shchonoruch shrei, that kol ha-koydim zocho, abol bo'im ba'lechoyibes ve'goyibim imenu. So I'm going to see this. If that would be the Hezbeh, why the ba'lechoyibes could be goyibes? And we said, you don't go, you're not goyibes shibut if there's no choyib. And you can't say that it's not chal, but mitzias, it's chal, he died. And the chosib became efkel. No musik of einu b'shusoy. He doesn't have to sell it. When he has to sell it, we say it's einu b'shusoy, you can't sell it. Mikol mekoyim, mikoyach dat, the Ktzois learned that this is Shitas Rashi, so why the lender could collect from the Lekuchos is not because he's collecting the Shibut. Shibut he only collects from Balechoyves. The reason is because it's not Chal. The Mechira is not Chal. Oshin Rashi, Dein Mechirosu Leacheri Mechira Vein Egdei Shel Egdash. Why? Ava Pidat Et Sheloi Ari Robe Old Mikav Leavu Ugeve The Top Barim of the Chometz of Yehu Baliroi Balibotze. אבל מכל מקום יצאינו ברשוסוי ורחמון אומר איש כי יגדיש את בייסי קוידש מה בייסי ברשוסוי אף כל ברשוסוי the world says maybe Rashi was מדייק from לושן הגמורי גמורי says כל היכה דאגדיש לויבה וזובין לויבה כולי אלמלוי פליגי תעושה מלווה ותורי ועושה מלווה ופורי כולי אלמלוי פליגי הבאי ורובה ענת חוילה כולי אלמה לא יפליגי, הבאי ורובה ענת חויל. הרי, if we will not learn like the Ktzois, like Rashi, so how we will learn, that לפי הבאי, why he can't collect it? Why he could collect it? Because the מחיר was never חל, because it was never his to sell. לפי רובה it's חל, because I'm collecting my שיבו. So it's not כולי אלמה לא יפליגי, it's two different ways. It's mashma in the Gemara, but I dishloive and zobin loive. Kula alma loy pligi. Abaye and Rove are the same. Firash is gishmak. But if both the mechira is not chal, if Abaye it's not chal because it was never belonged to the lender and never to the borrower. It never belonged to him because the mafreya belonged to the lender, so the borrower could never sell it. And if Rove, that's ainu b'shusoy. That is the reason that the borrower can't sell it. But if both of them, he can't sell it. I found Loshana Rashbo and Gitin that Memo Mutbeis when he brings the Gemara by us. Now listen carefully, he says Loshana Gemara. Zog the Rashbo. Because they are Rinen the Psochi. Kule Alma loy Pligi, the loy Osso veloy Klu. Kule Alma loy Pligi, the loy Osso veloy Klu. Not kulamelay pligi that is a way to collect it lefi abaye because the mechira is not chal and lefi rove it's chal but I have a right to collect it. It's loyosa veleklu. This is the way the Ktzois was maimid shitas rash. Now before washdal zok the Ktzois, he has a big kasha and shitas rash. This is the Pshat B'Shitas Rashi. Frek the Ktzois. So even if the guy in the end, they're not collected. I owe someone money and I sold my house. Then I paid him. לפי הבעיה זה לא לבחור זה, right? אבל לפי רוב, why the house belongs to the other person? בשעז דה מחירה, בשעז דה מחירה, it was אין הברשוס, I couldn't sell it. So any guy that sells a house and he owes someone money, you're right. So now, then he doesn't pay, so the lender comes to collect, the guy says, but I bought it. No, he couldn't sell it, it was Eina Bershus. So now, even if in the end, the lender is not coming to collect, because the borrower pays him. Frank, the choice, but how the Mechira was held? Besides the Mechira, it's Eina Bershus. No, besides the Mechira, it's Eina Bershus. The whole sugi is if he comes to collect in the end, how he collects. The fi abaye, it was never belonging to the bower to sell it. The fi rove, he tells the lekeach, the moichel never had a right to sell it to you. It's eino b'shusoi. His mechira is not chal. Why it's eino b'shusoi? He doesn't have a shlita on it. Why we have to explain? Frank diktzoi. So even if in the end he's not collecting it, but how the guy that bought it could use it? It's eino b'shusoi. So I couldn't sell it. Zog the Kzeis Ashtikul Teire that you're right, he's selling it Keilu Dovo Shebiyodoy Karka Zu Lekshe Kacheno Tiyah Shalcho. He says, he's selling him now that if in the end I'm not collecting it, so I'm selling you and it's not called Dovo Shalom Beloilom because Biyodoy Lifroya Bemoes Agantz Ashtikul Teire why the Mechira is Chom. We'll get back to it later. Mikol Makoyim, the Ktzois is going very stark with Das Rashi that the Mechira is not Chal. And this is the reason the lender could collect it from the guy that the bower sold the Karka to. Because the Mechira was never Chal. Because the Mechira was never Chal. Zog the Ktzois. I want first to be Mavshich Tzuras Advorim of the Ktzois. Even that I'm saying such a close to Kulteira and Rashi, that mitzad the Shibud you can collect, you cannot collect. Only mitzad the Mechira is not Chal. Aber in Teisves, in Gittin, Zog the Ktzois, is Mashma the Loike Rashi. Mashma in the Ktzois like the old way. Now the Be'etze Mechirov and the Mechira is Chal. There's the reason you could collect from the Lekuch is because the Meshuban, like we learned, far we learned the Rashi. Where is the Tesis and Gittin? Tesis and Gittin says, and that memo would be, Zog Tesis and Gittin. Rashi brings down that the Gemara says that Kol Heiche, the Agdish Loive, the Zobin Loive, Kule Alme Loi Pligin, the Osem Malve, the Torhim, the Osem Malve, the Porim. Loivi Boye Le'abaye, that the baron never had a right to sell it or to be Makashit. Even if he rove, because it's Eino Birshusoi, so the Mechira is not Chal and the Hekdesh is not Chal. So Rashi Bayos Shtoz Lekashe, the thesis also brings, the Gemara says, Hekdesh V'chometz V'shichu Mafkiim Yidei Shibud. Hekdesh V'chometz V'shichu Mafkiim Yidei Shibud. Shteder, if you Makdish something, it's Mafkiya the Shibud. Hekdesh V'chometz V'shichu Mafkiim Yidei Shibud. So if it's mafkiya de shibu, so why here it says that you could go to collect it? Shteit chometz hekdesh b'shichu mafkiya midei shibu. And Rashi answers as a chilu kedusha saguf mikedusha sdom. Kedusha sdom is not mafkiya midei shibu, and kedusha saguf is mafkiya midei shibu. Zok teisus and gittin memo b'beis dibur amaskil hekdesh. Pirish bakuntres. Dafka kedusha saguf mafkiya midei shibud. Aval kedusha sdomim loy. Kede mashma be'erichim beperik afalpi. Nami amrin en shayni konomos de kedusha saguf nim. Kede rove. Mashma dafka kedusha saguf mafkiya midei shibud. Vekoshel rabinuta. Dei choshel birsusay shaloi ve kol zman shelo igia azman. Afilu kedusha sdomim tafkiya midei shibud. ואם לא יחושי ברשוסוי, אפילו קדוש הסגוף נעמי לוי. Why? Because it can be חל. דחייקתי שזה בייס רקסיב, מה בייסי ברשוסי, אף כל ברשוסי. בייסי ספרק דקשי. ממה נפשר? If the it's yours and you could be magdish it, so the kedusha is not mezchal, so let it mafkia the shibud. And if you say it's not yours, like Rashi said that you cannot be magdish it because it's not yours, ma beis birshusoy afkol birshusoy. So even kedusha saguf, you write that kedusha saguf could be mafkia midei shibud. But how the kedusha saguf is chal? How the kedusha saguf is chal? הרי אז אין הברשוסוי. אז אין הברשוסוי. פרק תזס, I don't understand. Rashi says that the reason the קדושה הגוף, why it's not חל the קדושה, why it's not חל the מחירה, אז אין הברשוסוי. פרק רשי, so why the קדושה הגוף it's חל? קדושה הגוף is מפקיע מדי שיבות. פרק תזס, ממה נפשך? If it's ברשוסוי, so both are חל, let both to be מפקיע the קדושה לילה. And if it's ain a birshusoy, so none is chal. And for Jesus, oy meri the rabbi le taimer, rabbi le shitosoy, the rabbi bekolsho, bal choy mikan leabu goyve, vechoshi birshusoy. Oh, vechoshi birshusoy. V'davir dusha saguf she'ain lo pidyon mafkia midei shibud. You go and show down. Zok tesis like this. This is the way the ktsois is learning the tesis. Fakert. It's called Rovel Etaimei, that Mikan Velehabo Goyve, it's called Birshusoi. So Sai the Kdusha Saguf is Chal, and Sai the Kdusha Zdomim could be Chal. So why Kdusha Saguf is Mafkia Midei Shibud, and Kdusha Zdomim is not Mafkia Midei Shibud? Val Kdusha Zdomim Yesh Lo Pidyoi, it could go off. So b'shas the gviyeh, it goes off. Kedusha saguf that ain't lo pidyon cannot go off. Easy to understand. Kedusha saguf is something that you cannot take off, so the gviyeh cannot take it off. Kedusha saguf is something that could, kedusha zdomim is something that could go off, so it goes off. Till here it's black. Zok the ktsois. This is only if you learn not like Rashi. That it's his. And he could be magnishin. Sai kdusha saguf, sai kdusha zdomim. You ask me, what is the difference? And I'll tell you. Kdusha zdomim, that yesh lo pidyon, so b'meile, osik viyan, takes away the kdusha zdomim. Kdusha saguf, she'en lo pidyon, you can't take it off. But if you learn like Rashi, that it's not chal, so we have tesis as kasha on the teretz. What is the difference kdusha saguf and kdusha zdomim? If it's ain't a birshusoy, then I can't be magdishit. Right, this is the reason Rashi. So why kedusha saguf is mafkia? You're right. If it's a bichal, it's a bimafkia. But how it starts the bichal? How the kedusha saguf kicks in that later it's mafkia midei shibud? How it starts? Kedusha saguf. Why is it Rashi? It's not chal. So how kedusha saguf? So this is Taisus' discussion. So Taisus answered both really a chal, or kedusha zdomim sheyesh lo pidyon could go off. Kedusha saguf she'en lo pidyon cannot go off. But Rashi holds that none is chal. So first the ktsois finishes out. First they have the tzus of the shmaise. So the ktsois, I'm learning from Taisus that he doesn't learn like the shtikutei we said in Rashi that it's not chal. It's chal. The Mechira is chal, the Mekach is chal, the Hekdesh is chal. So why you could collect? Because you could collect Shibudim, like we learned Kolter Kula, like we learned till we're learning our Sugya. So this is, Ktzei says, Vaistais Taisus doesn't learn the Shtikutei I'm saying with Das Rashi. That's the way the Ktzei says it. So the Ktzei says, but what I will answer on Rashi? Rashi, I said, the Mechira is not chal. This is the whole day of the Ktzei. Shibud you can't collect on Achoyt. Why you could collect from the Lekuches was never a Mechira. Why you could collect from the Hekdesh was never a Hekdesh. So Malik Dusha Zaguf, Malik Dusha Zdomi. Zog the Ktzois, Rashi will say a different Teretz. You see, Rashi Bayos Taki didn't explain it. Rashi Bayos is not like the big tesis in Gittin. Zog the Ktzois, Rashi will answer like this. The Kdusha Zdomi is not Chal because it's Eina Birshusoy. And you can't be Magdish. You can't sell it and you can't be Magdish. Even that you're the owner. Gozal Rishia Shu Abaylin Zelfi Shayna Shalei Zelfi Shayna Birshusoy. So why Kdusha Zaguf? zog de ktsoris kdusha sa guf es chal even if it's ain't a bishus. Kdusha sa guf es chal even if it's ain't a bishus. The ktsais explains it a little bit. He brings a raya from some rishonim, from a rivosh. You see in the magia, we didn't have such a rivosh, it was a tov sefer. But the ktsais explains like this. The Velt explains it in Firim Baruch Ber b'shem Reb Chaim. That the Kedushas Domim is Be'emes, Reb Chaim explained that there's two ways to look on Hekdush. Kedushas Domim, it's Eilim. You make a Me'ile, Chayev Misim. But it's Be'etzem a Be'smedresh of Momenes. You're not allowed to steal from your friend, and you're not allowed to steal from Hashem. When you steal from your friend, you get Malkus, you get a patch. Steal from Hashem, they kill you. But the Aveira is stealing from Hashem. My nefkemin is on Reb Chaim. The Moshe Lepoyel that works by his friend is allowed to eat. When you work by someone's field, like there's a kosov in the Teira, you're allowed to eat from the fruit. The Teira doesn't want lesachsum shol bedishoy. Also, when you work by Hekdesh, you're allowed to eat. There's a meal, treach of anoish of Hekdesh. This is Reb Chaim and Sefer. Why? But when you eat by someone that has chazu, you're also allowed to eat. You work by a friend in the store, you're allowed to work. For sure not. What is the difference? Teira zok Reb Chaim. Treif is treif. So what if I'm working? But when it's gezel, the Teira says, when I'm working by someone, it's muta. But I'm working by Hekdesh, it's also not gezel. This is the reason, kol v'mare v'reach en bo emishu me'ile. I'm allowed to look on you, I'm allowed to look on Hekdesh. This is Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Aguf, it's already chefzev Kedusha. There, if I'm working in Beis HaMikdash, I can't eat chapas. Can't eat kochi kochi. The Mele, Zog Devel, Kedushas Domim, that it's momenes. If it's Eina Birshusoi, I can't make the chalois. Masha'egi Kedushas Aguf, you write that in the end, it leads to become a mominess. But it starts from the Kedusha. There I can do it even if it's Eina Birshusoi. It's a very big Chiddush, the Chiddush of the Ktsois. But this is what the Ktsois wants to learn. So come on, Mesada, before we start to learn the Ktsois. So the Ktsois himself, Be'etzim, was Me'yasetos, there was two ways. It was the old way to learn the Sugya, the Lefi Abaye, the reason you could collect from the Lekuchas, because the bower never had a right to be magnishit. So the mele, it's not even collecting; it's yours. He never had a right to be magnishit. The filove avad, it belongs to him. It's called shaloi. The leather can never be magnishit. It's called his chometz. But you could collect it after he sold it. Rove is meide because I could collect chiyabudim. And this is the way the Ktzeis Bais Tois was feeling that this is the argosha and tesis in Gittin Daf Mem. Masha'enken Rashi learned. Shiabudim you can't collect without a choyf. The reason you could collect when he saw that he was magnishin, because it's not chal. Aye, if it's not chal, so why? If in the end he didn't collect it, it stays by him. The Ktzei said if it's a teretz, it's chal and become lehavo. He sold it on tznai. And then we have another kasha. So why Kedusha Saguf is mafkia? This is taste. This is kasha. And the Ktzei says, well, taste is as is kanat shtim lefi Rashi. It's ainu birshusa. So the Ktzeis, Rashi will answer that Kedusha Sadomim has to be Bershusoi, Kedusha Saguf doesn't have to be Bershusoi. This is Be'etzem Tamtis Divrei Ktzeis. Tamtis Divrei Ktzeis. So I want, we'll start to learn the Ktzeis. We'll start in the Yasad Advol. Shittas Ktzeis, that the reason Lefi Rashi you could collect from the lekuchas she'ein mechirosoi mechiro ve'ein egdeishoi hekdash. The mechiro was never chal, the hekdash was never chal. And this shittas haktzois, we have five kashas. And I want to build it k'seder rabinian v'leich to boyoyz. The first kasha is, we mention it, but I'm going k'seder. What the k'seis himself mentions right away after he says it. Frank the Ktzeis on himself, if this is the Avone, so why, if in the end the lender did not collect it, the Mechira stays the Mechira? Ari B'Shaz the Mechira, it was Einei Birshusoi. He didn't have a koyach to make a Maisa Mechira. didn't have a kayak to make a meisa mechir. He didn't have a kayak to make a meisa mechir. So while he didn't have a kayak to make a meisa mechir, so why the mechir is chav? So the Ktzois tries to answer. Zog the Ktzois, you're right that now I don't have a kayak. Oh, but later, after I will pay him, it will not be meshubet, and then I will have a right. So I could sell from now my rights for later. Oh, masking it or not? I could sell the rights for later or not? First, that it's mechudesh. Zog the belt. Your eyes in the cash. No, eyes in the cash. How I could sell the rights for later? What would be if I die? I owe someone $1 million. I have a house. I sold it. I have 20 houses. I sold one house. Right? Now, I die. That guy goes to the assembly and he collected one karka. The guy that bought the house, the kids tell him, give us back the house. We'll give you back the money. We've committed the price of that. He says, what do you mean? I bought it. He said, the father couldn't sell it. It was Eidabul Shusa. Yeah, but the Ktzai said that he said the day that the shibud will be off, he wants the mechira to be chal. He said, yeah, but he's dead. He can't sell it now. So he would have to get back the house or not? Why not? What? And the Shusay Rashi says, he can't sell it. The Ktzai says, if I'm learning Rashi Kipshuto, it's Eidabul Birshusay, I can't sell it. This is the reason. Rashi says, if it's sold, we can't collect. The only way to collect is it's not sold. Till the Ktzai says, if it's not sold, so even if he doesn't collect the money in the end, he doesn't collect the karka, it was never chal. So the Ktzai says, like Sheikh Deno, I wanted to be chal then. He says it's a word with him, a friend, a magia, it's busy, but a missing shot. I wanted to be chal. Frank Nevel, he wanted to be chal then. So he has a right to sell, but he has to be alive that the Mechir will be chal. He died. So the Ktzai says that this words of the Bichal and Mafreya, but the Magia is busy with it. This is the first kasha that I'm saying it's a kasha that the Ktzai asked. Even though this may be the least kasha from all the kashas, the Ktzai is asking this kasha on himself. Then the fee is cheshma, the Mechir has to be bottom. So the Ktzai says, a person could say, so I'm saying it's a very nice answer if he's alive. If he's dead, it's not an answer. One kash. Second kash, Frank Reb Chaim Oizel. As a gemara in Bamitzia daf Yudalid Amud Beis, someone sold a karka, he owes money, and he sold his karka. The halacha is the lekuchas could come and collect it. Zog the gemara, they only could collect the karka, they can't collect the payers that the guy ate for 10 years. Why? If he never sold it, give the payers. Don't give it to me. No, I never said, don't give it to me. I'm the kind of the abo goyve. Give it back to the guy that sold it to you. Not to me. I'm the kind of the abo. I'm not a buyer. I'm robber. Oh, but the mechira was never chal. Again, if the mechira was chal, I want to explain Reb Chaim Oizel. Why Reb Chaim Oizel didn't ask a kasha and a buyer? A buyer, he's not asking a kasha and a buyer. He came to ask the kasha. The kasha, the way Reb Chaim Oizer came to shtel the kasha is, Reb Chaim Oizer is shteling the kasha like this. Rashi yells the mechira was nothing. So he asked, what would be if in the end he did it? How about if he collected? He can collect it. The only way he collects it, he tells the guy, you had a mistake, it was a mekach toys. Right? These are the words of Rashi. So he asked the guy to give back the money that he ate. When I'm collecting from the person himself, we're not asking a kasha to collect the payers. I'm collecting from the day. But I buy it. We'll deal with that. So the Chaim Oizel, but I'm asking specific. He says the shikotei of the Ktzois. He said, but I'm asking, I don't understand. If the reason he could collect it, because it was never sold. So why he picks it, why he holds on to the payers? Chaim Oizel says, what will say that he sold him the payers, Kinyan payers? The Rebbe Mechira has a Kinyan Peres and has a Kinyan Guf. The Guf was taken every Chal and it was a Mechira Le Peres, it was a Kinyan Peres. Second Kash. Third Kash of Frank the Welt and the Ksuitz. If the Mekach Torres, it was never a Mekach. So I'm saying again, the Peres you could answer that in a Chimamim. The Karka Taki was never sold. but as a Musa get kini at Peiris, and he sold him the Peiris lezmat, alts can say. The third kasha is the Gemara, everyone knows the halacha. I owe someone money and I sell a house. That'll be the base of the sugis in Lamed Aleph. And I go, now I owe someone money and I sold my house. So the guy wants to collect the house. But someone bought the house and he wants to keep the house. The halacha is the guy could give him money and say, I'm paying you instead of Nissen Kaplan. He can't tell him, Lampas Borim Bidiyat. I want to keep it. Then, as a shaylet, that guy could go back to collect the money from me or not. That is the sugya later. Frank the world, why he could give me money? He never bought it. Who he is? He's nobody. It was Eina Birshuso. He couldn't buy it. Why is the man about to give me money? What if someone in the street wants to give me money? I say, don't give me money. I want to make alka. It's not look, the guy that bought it has the right to say, the same way the owner could pay you, I also want to pay you. Who are you? You never bought it. It was Eina Birshuso. How he has the right, show him how he has the right to pay him. And the halacha is he has the right to pay him. How he has the right to pay him. The Teretz is, if we don't learn like us, it's very good. It was so, it's his. I want to collect my shibu. The guy has the right to push me off. In the old way, in the normal way, it's good. But if he thinks so, he's bedas Rashi. Then the mechir was never chal. That's the third kash. The fourth kash is, like we mentioned, if that is the pshat, that be'etzem you can't collect from shibu. The only reason is because the mechir was not chal. Was mit yoshim. So why you could collect from yoshim? There for sure it's chal. So we answer the Yoshi Oshim is Brokare Devu. Abba Zog the Nesives, Abba Beger Shemais. The Shulchan Aruch said that you could collect from the person that was Zeicha Ben Nechosim. Why? Arei his mess, it went over its Hefker. Now Kol HaKoydim Zohar. Comes the guy, I have a Shibur. Shibur is not a reason. The Firashi, the only reason was because he didn't have a Koyach to sell it. Abba he didn't have to sell it, he died. So I'm asking from Yoshi. That's it. You can answer Brokari Devu, and Hefkir is not an answer. So now we don't have to say that it's the answer on Yoshim also. And the fifth kasha is, well, we mentioned that Ekseis himself asked. Lefi Rashi, if the Mekach is not Chal, so Kedusha Saguf is also not Chal. So why Kedusha Saguf is Mafkiyam in Yeshivu? So Taisa said that both are Chal, it's called Birshusoy, just Domim should be. Shayeshlem Pidyoin is not Mafkiya, Hekdash is Mafkiya, but Taisa says himself, if it's a Chisorin of Eina Birshusoy, so the Kedusha Saguf is also not Chal. So the Taisa says, why is Taisa? The Taisa is the Loike Rashi. If you see the Taisa Rosh in Perik Afapi and Ksuvis, he says Rashi with the Taisa. These are the four, five kashas that we have. Again, we have to know before we say Teiris, and we learn different with us Rashi, how was normal? Normal was the Mechir is Chal Lefirove, and I'm gave him a Shibu. The Ktseis is Mechadesh, the Mechir is Bichlal Mishchal. And then we have the five kashas. If the Mechir is not Chal, so even if he was not Goyve and he died, why it stays by the Lekuach? It was never a Maisa Mechir. Was me the Peiris, why he doesn't have to give them back? Why could be Mesalik Lebezuzay? Tell him, Labad Borim, who are you? You never bought it. Why by Yoshim or by Yoshemais? If the only reason because it's not Chal, there is Memele, it's Chal. And then why because the Saguf is Mafkiya Mine Shibur? If it's not Chal, it's not Chal. Before we answer, we have another Rashi. Rashi and Erchin, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Bet. Mashkof HaRishoino, Rashi is helping the Ktzos. There Rashi explains the Yesod, the same Gemara, that Be'etzem, what we learned here, Moisif Olof Dino Upoides Anechosim, this is the Gemara, the first line in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, this is the Ksugi and Erchi. So Rashi in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph explains לא נדרש ינרחים. חוב ג' עמוד בעץ. זאת רשי, המקדיש מחוסר. הוא בעל חויב, רשי הוא המסחיל לא מול. הוא בעל חויב בלא אימפידיון. סיים פינג ביוס, חוץ ומדינו. דורו לא יחל ההקדש עולו. רשי ביוס, same words. You recognize the words? דורו לא יחל ההקדש עולו. Why? דאין אותו מקדיש דובר שאינו שלוי. Why? The הקדש is not חל, שאין אותו מקדיש דובר שאינו שלוי. ביוס רשי said, why the הקדש in the מחיר is not חל, שאין אותו מקדיש ומויכר דובר שאינו ברשוסוי. רשי goes up a step here. Why he can't sell it and we can't be מקדיש it? אלה בוזוק רשי? לפי שאינו ישלוי. Not because it's אינו ברשוסוי, לפי שאינו ישלוי. It's מחודש, that Rashi says these words, why it's אינו ישלוי? לפי רובה it's שלוי. הרי זה איבא בלי רואה בלי מוצא. רובה holds, we don't sell them מפריע הוא גוי. רובה holds, even if the guy will collect it tomorrow, it's also because it was שלוי. Rashi calls it אינו ישלוי. השמרי Rashi. בחסם ספר, חסם ספר, ביוס אז מגיע אר רשי and he says instead of אינו ברשוסוי also ביוס בגוירס אינו שלוי. חסם ספר takes אר רשי and changes לאינו שלוי. We don't rest. So we have Rashi here says אינו שלוי, Rashi says here אינו ברשוסוי. So I don't understand exactly the Rashi why it's called Eina Shaloi. I mean, it was mine. Here, Eina Birshusai. Rashi did takes it to the next step. It's Eina Shaloi. Oh, well, without the Baya, that Rashi takes it to the next step, that it's Eina Shaloi. Oh, well, Lechoure, Be'ashkofo Rishoino, that Rashi stems with Ekzeis. That Rashi, Sai by us, Sai dear, learns why you could collect it? Because it was never Chal. Not like the old way, it was Chal, and I'm collecting my Shibut. Rashi by us says it's not Chal because it's Eino Birshusoi. Then Rashi says Chidush Ratzumim, Eino Shaloi, I don't understand. Oh, but it's in the Bis Medrash from the Ktsois. Then without the Ktsois, without the Ktsois, so you can't say this. Why? Because if it's without the Ktsois, it's his. And it's Birshusoi. The reason you don't have to pay, because I'm collecting my Shibut. The reason I'm allowed to be going from the Lekuchas, is because I'm collecting my Shibut. Aber Rashi dir says, She'ein ahegdesh chal. Lo'ichal ahegdesh. De'einei shaloi. So it's similar to the Rashi by us, that it's not chal, that it's einer birshusoi. Just by us, he says the birshusoi, and there he says the shaloi. It's a chidush that he says the shaloi. We have to understand that it is shaloi. What Rashi means? Of a devil, it's in the bismedrash of the ktsos. Devil, it's in the bismedrash. I said that even by us we go to say the shaloi, but it's in the bismedrash of the ktsos that the probe is not that I'm going to collect mine, dear. It's not chal. Eino shaloi or eino birshus. We have to know that the Briskerov and Stenzel and Erchin, he wants to say eino shaloi. It's not true. It's shaloi. So he wants to be koifer in the whole thing and say we're learning like the old way. There's no Rashi. Rashi by us is like Rashi in Erchin. We fix both eino shaloi. Avada de Hegdesh is Chal. Avada de Mechira is Chal. No five questions. Everything is Chal. What Rashi means, Eino Shaloi, Rashi means, I only could sell what I owe. I cannot sell what I don't owe. I don't own it completely. I have a Shibut. So that part that is Meshubut, I can't Magdish. that part that is meshubut I can't sell. I sell it with the shibut. But the shibut I can't be magdish because it's not mine. So that guy could come in the tunnel of the shibut and take it. Yenem has a right to take it as a shibut. I can't be magdish that chelet. What Rashi means, Eina Shaloi, he doesn't mean the Chayfetz. He means the Shibut. So the Briskerov wants to learn, Fakat, that the Rashi and Erechim, and the Rashi by us, it's the same thing, but Pum Fakat, not that both mean the choice that it's stuck in that Chal. Chavada is Chal, completely. But the Chelik HaShibut is Eina Shaloi. So the Mele, I could be Magdish everything, Tzar Chutz and the Chelik HaMeshubot. The Chelik HaMeshubot I can't be Magdish. So while I can't be Magdish the Chelik HaMeshubot, so the Chelik HaMeshubot stays not Kodesh. So b'meile, I could go and collect it, I'm collecting my Shibut. I could go and collect it, I'm collecting my Shibut from my friend, I'm collecting it from the Hegdash. Again, it's a nice pshat. It's not so schwer, I want to explain. Normal, the reason when I sell it, it's chal. If you rob it, it's chal. It's mine. No, it's meshubot. I could collect my shibut from the lekuchas. This is the way we learn shas, till we learn this sugya, this rashi, and this ktsis. This is the normal way you learn in the kolat lekuchas. We have a problem, we have a shver rashi. And then we have a stiras rashi. So Biskirov says, it's not Rashi. Rashi, this is what Rashi meant. He didn't mean, Eina Shaloi, I can't sell it. He means, the Shibut I can't be Magdish. And the Mele, it's not Shver, why the Mekach is Chal? Because the Mekach is Chal. Why can't he eat Peres? The Mekach is Chal. Why can Mesalik Bezuzeh? Mesalik Bezuzeh. Why Kedusha Seguf is Mafkia? It's Mafkia. Ha'alt is Meyushev. All the Kash is a Meyushev. And we don't have no Eoret. I'm asking, Mikol Megorim, the Ktsais did not learn like that. Also, the words Eina Shaloi, the Biskarov said it, but Rashi said Eina Shaloi. Rashi says, Ein Mechirosoi Mechire, Ein Ahegdeshchal. Rashi doesn't say the Biskarov. So, again, we have a shtick of Sphira de Rashi. Rashi says, Moshe, the Biskarov says, actually, the Biskarov says, the Lefit Vorov, it's very gishmak why you could collect the Gershemes. Because even when he dies, everything is hefker, chutz on the shibut. And the shibut doesn't become hefker, because the shibut is not his. So when a guy dies, and someone collects, and people zeichet and echosim, you can go and buy it and go with it. Oh, but we're going back that we're not learning like this girl. And we're learning in Rashi by us, Eina Birshusoi, and Rashi the Eina Shaloi, that you cannot sell it. And you can buy other because it's Eina Bishusa and because it's Eina Shaloi. And we have our five questions. Well, if it's Eina Shaloi, if you can't sell it, so why later it's Chal? Why the payers don't go back? Why do the Salik Le Bezuzi? Why Bekdushas Domim is different? Why Beyoshim is different? This one Maremokoim is another Rashi that we can see at the Yudalet Amud Beis. When Rashi explains why the Peres don't go back, Rashi says in Bava Metzia that Yudalet Amud Beis loy be Baal Choyv Shetofo Baal Choyv Yudalet Amud Beis loy be Baal Choyv Shetofo Baal Choyv mimenu bishvil Choyvoy velo yigzulo hoysach dovadai islay shvoche. The Shvach stays by the Lekeach, the Peres. The Mechire me'al yesehi kol zman shelo itof. We have a suffix of the Mechire is chal or not. The Mechire me'al yesehi kol zman shelo itof. He says, why the Lekeach keeps the Peres? Why? Because till the Gvir Mechire me'al yesehi. So we have a Sphira in Rashi. She'ein mechirosoi mechire. The word of Rashi. She'ein mechirosoi mechire. She'ein ekdeish ayekdesh. So this is Be'etzem, but we have to come to Miyashi. We have the diukim of the ksois that Rashi did not say, and we're staying with that. We're not learning like a biskarov. We're not learning that I could go collect my shibut from the second person. I cannot collect my shibut from the second person. I only could collect my shibut from a baal choy. Why here I could collect it? Because ein mechiroso im mechire ve'ein nekdei shehek. Now we have the five questions. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll say it.